All right, it's 8:30 a.m., October 27, 2020. The board meeting for the Board of Physical Therapy doing roll call. Dr. Cornwall?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Mr. Clinton?
Here.
Ms. Hunter?
Present.
Awesome. We have a quorum. Just to go through staff, Mr. Harris?
Good morning.
Anybody who's not a board member, if you could turn off your mic, I would appreciate that. Thank you. Ms. Chepius?
Here.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
All right, we have a quorum. Dr. Cornwall, the meeting is yours.
Okay, so I call this meeting of the Arizona Board of Physical Therapy, October 27, 2020. Session, and we've taken a roll call. We've introduced everybody, right? And let's go to item number two, review and approval of draft minutes. First one is September 22nd, 2020, regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes, additions, corrections?
This is Peggy Hunter. I make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the regular session meeting minutes. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Next is September 22nd, 2020, Executive Session A.
I'll make a motion to accept the Executive Session A meeting minutes as printed.
Second. This is Peggy.
Been moved and I'm sorry, go ahead, Mark.
Let's call the question.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve Executive Session A meeting minutes from the September 26, 2020 meeting. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right, last one is September 22nd, 2020, Executive Session B.
I move that we accept Executive Session B meeting minutes as printed.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. It's been moved and seconded to accept the Executive Session Meeting B minutes for the September 22nd, 2020 meeting. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Moving on to item 3A1. Review, consideration, approval of applications for physical therapists with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Anthony Dixon. Does anyone have any? Anthony, are you here by any chance? Okay.
This is Peggy Hunter. I make a motion to approve Mr. Dixon's application and his disclosure on personal information and approve him for licensure on passing the MPTE and Arizona law.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion? Let's call the question then.
The motion before you is to approve Anthony Dixon for licensure pending completion of his application and all testing. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is Jana Ritchie.
Nope, you missed one.
Oh, Chasten Palo. Is it supposed
Veronica,
to-
this is Peggy Hunter. As usual, would you please advise Mr. Pola to sign his name PTDPT?
Will do, Peg.
Thank you.
Is it P-A-L-O or P-O-L-A-O?
P-O-L-A, it's Pola.
Okay. All right. The agenda had
has them backwards.
All right.
So we'll make that editorial correction in the agenda.
Sorry,
we
about
have
that.
A motion.
I move that we accept Mr. Pola for licensure pending passing of the MPTE and Arizona law.
Second.
Discussion. Okay. Call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to license Chasten Pola following completion of his application and successful passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Now we can do Jana Ritchie. I move that we approve her for licensure upon receiving passing scores.
Second.
Any discussion?
The one discussion I have on this is the excuse for non-disclosure was completely pathetic. You know, the thought that you guys wouldn't find it, so I didn't disclose it, but I don't oppose the motion.
I agree with you. In fact, I thought the explanation was lacking, but that's just my opinion.
It's nice that we agree on something, Peggy.
Unbelievable.
I'm writing this down in my calendar.
That's why it's so cold out.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to license Jana Ritchie pending successful completion of her application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Next is Lindsay Silverman.
I make a motion to approve Ms. Silverman's application disclosing personal information on passing scores of the MPTE and Arizona law.
Second.
All right, discussion. Let's go ahead and call the question.
Moved and seconded to license Lindsay Silverman pending successful completion of her application and successful completion of all exams. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. The last one in this section is Derek Smith.
I move that we accept Derek Smith for licensure upon successful completion of his application and passing of all examinations.
Second, sorry.
So let's call a question then.
It's been moved and seconded to license Derek Smith following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Now moving on to item 3A2, review and of and possible action on application for physical therapist assistant licensure from applicant requesting ADA accommodation. Claire Spence. And any motion? I'll move that we approve her request for ADA accommodations.
Second.
And now do we have any discussion on the motion?
Is she a PT or a PTA?
The agenda said PTA, but.
Ms. Cardoza?
She's a PT.
That's what I thought.
All right, so just.
Sorry about that.
We do have to pay attention to that, Veronica.
All right, so we'll make that editorial change, but does that change anyone? Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, let's call the question.
So the motion is to grant ADA accommodations request for Claire Spence for taking of the MPTE. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes. You are at 8:43. Our first informal hearing is at 9:00.
All right. Because of that, I'd like to move to item 4B1. Not 4B. Yeah, 4B1. Joshua Bitten, case number 18-39. And I'd also like to make a motion that we go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
So it's been moved, to go into executive session. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter, so you guys know how to do that.
Right.
It's 8:44, and you will exit this meeting and then go into your executive session meeting.
Peggy Hunter, are you still in this meeting? We're looking for you in the executive session.
I don't see her in here, so I think she is.
Yeah, I think she was just caught in the exiting one, starting another.
Yeah.
Hey, Veronica or Judy, we're coming back to the meeting, but Veronica and Judy, if you could remind me to turn off the recording during executive session, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Since I forgot to do that. All right, let's see if everybody is present. Dr. Cornwell?
Yep.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton? Not yet.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Ms. Hunter? Not yet. We're going to have to teach Peggy how to keep both screens open. Ms. Hunter? Ms. Hunter? We've lost Peggy. She's working on it. We're texting. She's going to call in. Hang on one second. Ms. Hunter, is that you? Peggy? Judy, will you send Peggy the link again, please? I have no idea. Ms. Hunter? There you are. All right, we're returning from executive session at 8:55. Help. Is that Peggy? Hello? Peggy? Ms. Hunter? do not know what to say.
Do we have a quorum without her?
We do. We do have a quorum without her. Do you want to continue until she can rejoin us? Mr. Harris, do you have any issue with that? Oh, did I lose Mr. Harris? Mr. Harris, are you present? Does anybody see them in their screen? Is Mark present?
I don't see them.
He was listed as Tracy before. I see Tracy in, but was muted, but now has just gone back on. So he might hear you now.
Mr. Harris?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can we? Oh, hold on. Oh. Here she comes. There yeah. We go. Ms. Hunter? Peggy? Ms. Hunter, I see her.
I'm here.
Okay. Awesome. Keep both screens open, Peggy.
I will from now on. Sorry, guys.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to return to session at 8:57 a.m. Mr. Cornwall.
All right, we're on case number 4B1, 18-39, Joshua Bitten, physical therapist. And this is an initial review, although we discussed this in a previous meeting, I think a couple months ago. But we have a brief overview.
Yes. So this is case number 1839, Joshua Bitten.
Amanda, I just want to know if Mr. Bitten's present. Mr. Bitten, are you present? Okay, I'm sorry, Mindy, go ahead.
That's okay. A former employee alleged that Mr. Bitten was absent during therapy sessions, relied on untrained techs to, quote, babysit, end quote, the patients he was being paid to treat, billed for three patients during the same treatment time, and was deficient in his documentation. You held your initial review and discussion at your regular session meeting on June 30th. You requested further investigation of Mr. Benton's billing practice because he was a contractor for head-to-toe therapy. And in order to determine how the billing occurred for physical therapy services, the board also requested the facilities, the head-to-toe billing to the third parties that took place. I will note that there's a supplemental investigative report that you would have received. And I did outline the timeline in our attempts to try and obtain the source document for those billing requests that you had made. And Mr. Harris tried to assist me as well. We've been unable to obtain those source documents. So it's noted in the supplemental report what we did receive and our analysis of those reports that we received. This case is for your review.
Okay, so any questions or discussions the board have at this stage? I would like to make a motion that we move this to a formal hearing for a couple reasons. One is that on the initial review, in June, I think you said it was, that was even brought up, whether or not we should go to a formal versus informal. Second is that two of the board members who had the strongest opinions about this case are not present today, and this would give an opportunity to be present in the when we schedule it in the future. So that's my motion for a formal hearing.
Second.
Would you want to add ARS 32-2044, reasonable fraudulent fees?
Yes.
Yes. I'll take that as a friendly amendment. Yes.
Is it appropriate now to request that the owner of head-to-toe therapy, Ms. O'Brien, be a complaint issued to the speech language pathology board?
I think we would
do that after.
I think we could handle that as a separate thing.
Okay, thank you.
Let's just double check. Mr. Harris, can we take that up as a second separate motion after the move, after the motion to move to formal hearing?
I believe they can, yes.
Okay, thank you.
So we have a motion, we have a second, we have a friendly amendment to that. Any discussion, questions?
This is Mindy. I just want to make sure there were a lot of allegations in both the initial and then there was one additional in the supplemental. I just want to ensure that you're also adopting in the initial review ARS 32-2044-20 adequate records, R-424-304, R-424-303-A-2, patient care management, C.1, and ARS 32-2044-22. Those are the additional, I'm sorry, and also ethical principles 7.1 C and D. Those were all additional allegations that I had added in the initial investigative report.
I would like to include them all from, yes, from both the initial review and the supplemental review.
Thank you.
And we can kind of sort through that, and if we need to throw some out, we can do that. Any other comments or questions? Then I think we can call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to move complaint 1839 Joshua Bitten to a formal hearing to include all allegations in both the supplemental and the original investigative report. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right.
Now you can pick up your secondary motion.
So at this time, I would like the owner of Head to Toe Therapy, Ms. Bridget Corrine O'Brien, an Arizona licensed speech language pathologist, license 4122, to forward a complaint to Ms. O'Brien's board or to the Attorney General's office.
Those are two separate things, so you can refer to the speech board and to the Attorney General's office. They're two different entities. You can send them in two places.
Okay, so let's do to her board first.
Speech. You could do both if you want to.
Sure. Yeah, we should do both simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought I did that, but
you said or. That's why I had to correct you.
Okay, thank you.
So Ms. Hunter made the motion.
Second.
You are in discussion. Okay, hearing none. It's been moved and seconded to refer Bridget Corrine O'Brien, Arizona Speech Language Pathologist, license number 4122, to the Speech and Language Pathology Board, as well as to the Attorney General's Office for Investigation. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, so let's move back up to item 4A, case number 19-50, Ryan Chin, physical therapist.
And Dr. Cornwall, if you don't mind for me to stop the recording and restart it, I would appreciate it.
No, that's fine. Let's do that.